Can the mind,
nope.
the carnal mind, comprehend such greatness that God has in store for them that love and serve Him? The greatest peace that surpasses all understanding we have, if so be that you've been born again and trusting in the Lord today. You got to trust in Him and put your trust in the Lord. I like that scripture. I quote it quite often. For he that puts his trust in the Lord shall be like Mount Zion. He'll mount up with wings and he'll run and he'll not be worried. Go, why? Because the Lord is with you. And he has promised unto us that he'll give unto us eternal life. And will we have to wait to get it, brother? We won't have to wait. If you've been born again, you have eternal life abiding in your heart today. Not going to have, already have eternal life. Because if you have the Son, you have life. And if you have not the Son, you don't have no life. But a certain fear and a far indignation is going to be in your heart from time to time because of the weary of the heart. Because God is going to shine the light unto those that don't know Him. And He's going to teach them what they are by nature and what they must be by the grace of God. And He's going to give unto man the understanding, Brother Raven. If they don't repent, that they're going to perish. Jesus said, except you repent, you'll perish. And where I am, you cannot appear. Wow. Brother, and I want to appear with Him in that morning. And I feel like the other day when we was here Sunday, how the Lord lifted us up. And I feel, brethren, as I preached then, my sins had already went on unto judgment, brethren. But some men's sins are going to follow them. And I surely hope and trust, Brother Greg, that my family don't wait. I see and I worry and I pray. I got two young boys. It's out in sin. I got a daughter. I listen today that's out in sin. I listen, brethren, and I pray, sister, and I cry unto God every day. Lord, would you watch over them? Would you keep them? Would you send angels around them? Brother Greg, it troubles my heart. It worries my mind. When will they ever return? I sing that song. Sometime must Sister Dorothy surely had her children on her mind. Will they ever return to the God of their mother and their father? Will they ever return? God, watch over them. Cause listen, the day they're not in my hand, but they're in His hand. For God has already said, all souls are mine, but the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Brother, tonight, so what can we do but pray for them? What can we do but let our light shine before an adulterous and a corrupt generation that we're living in? I think of what God showed unto Abraham, brethren, of the darkness and the gloom that come. All is on the day. There is a worship time coming. And the days of the smoking furnace, brethren, as Solomon went up. There's a time coming when the earth and then the things thereof that we look at is going to melt with fervent heat. Brethren, but here's the good part. If you've been down to the banquet house, if the banner over you's been love, we got a city, brethren, we're going to, whose builder and maker is God. In the eternal heavens, Brother Greg, and I'm making my journey every day, pressing on to the mark of the high calling. And I believe He's going to call, brethren.
Amen.
There's no doubt in my mind that we're living down in the evening of time. I believe the shades of the time that God spoke about, brethren, when He would call this world to an end. I believe we're living in that time.
Amen.
Sodom and Gomorrah couldn't have nothing going on in that city that we ain't got today. Surely down in Noah's time, they was eating and drinking. They was marrying and giving in marriage. They was going about every day as though they was going to live forever. And the old foolish preacher over there with no doubt with a hammer and an axe and a cutting and a fixing and a building an ark out in the middle of nowhere. And it never seen it rain. Well, I'm going to tell you something, brother. People's never seen fire and brimstone rain. but it's going to.
Amen.
Noah preached unto them people. Some people say he preached 120 years, but he didn't, brother. You better go back and read that. It was under 100 years. When God gave him the plan, he was 500 years old. And then after he was 600 years old, the flood was upon the earth. Somewhere under 100 years. But he was, while he was building this ark, brethren, his sons grew up. His son must have been about 2 years old or somewhere along there, because after the flood, you can read of Shem. He was 100 years old and he had a child 2 years after the flood. So he was about, what I can understand, about 98 years old. So somewhere in that neighborhood, but this time frame lays in here. But nevertheless, brethren, what he preached unto them people, it come to pass.
Yeah.
And what we're preaching today unto men, it's going to come to pass. Are you ready to meet him in peace? Are you ready to go home to be with the Lord? And only you know that. You can put on a show. There's people shines. You know, everything that shines like gold is not gold. They shine. They have the appearance of the outward appearance of a Christian. But the inward parts are full of dead men's bones.
Yep.
That raving wolves. I used to hear an old preacher preach many years ago that wrote that song, In the Valley. He said, you watch them long enough. He said, though they be in sheep clothing, he said, pretty soon an old hairy paw will come out. He said, you watch them and you'll find them out. And the Bible said, be assured that your sins will find you out. You can't hide from the Lord, brethren. But if you've been born again, just let your light shine, because it's there. It's in your heart. All you have to do is let your light shine, that men can see your good works and glorify your Father which art in heaven. I'm glad tonight that the Lord is with us tonight and with the Little Jewel Church. How mindful the Lord has been to us here, Brother Rayburn. It's not about how high you can jump. It's not about how loud you can holler.
Right.
It's about the power of the Almighty God, brethren. Amen. Seasoned with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
When it comes down, it moves all doubts. It moves, do you know, it moves all fear. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, they can't be feared, because where there's fear, there's torment, brother. And he said, I didn't give you the spirit of fear, but I gave you the spirit of love and a power and of a sound mind, brother. That's what we got tonight. If so be that you've been born again and you're trusting in the Lord tonight, you can let the Spirit of the Lord drive all the fear that the devil brings to you. Trust in the Lord. He will make a way.
Amen.
When there ain't no way.
Yeah.
God is, you cannot give the Lord, brother. He's able to deliver to the uttermost part.